Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I sure hope everyone's doing well today. I am doing just fine, sipping some coffee out here on the porch of my little cabin. Actually, that's where I do most of the recordings and do most of the shows that I get to share with all of you folks. But, you know, last week we talked about bow hunting. Bow season for whitetail is coming up real soon, regardless of where you live. Usually the first week or so of October is the opener of bow season, and I've got that gearhead bow all tuned in. I've really have been shooting it a lot every day. Not many repetitions, but at least, you know, 10 arrows a day, and I try to use good form. But I've got a hunt for axis deer with my friend Mike Ford up on the Rio Rojo Ranch up on the Red River. And Mike's got a lot of axis deer up there, and I thought that would be good. One thing to have some axis meat for deer camp, for whitetail hunting camps coming up. And then, too, an axis deer to me is just beautiful deer. I would not give up our whitetail for anything, but by golly, an axis is really prettier than any deer, the prettiest of all deer species, I think. And the antlers are awesome. And, you know, the meat of axis deer is just as good as it gets. Speaking of good eating, I made a pot of guisado last week, and that's almost put a picture of the of a bowl of the guisado that I made, and I think I'll run it down to you. If you've never cooked guisado, it's really, really easy to make. You can make it out of venison, domestic pork, beef, any kind of good meat. Now, I made this out of wild pork ham. I cut some, it wasn't real ham, not cured meat, but I mean just the ham steaks. Cut them up and cut all the sinew off. And basically, there's so many ways to cook guisado. You can cook it as a, really leave a little moisture in it, and I eat it as a soup. But you can cook it down and put it on flour tortillas. Basically, I just cube the meat up, put it in a cast iron skillet with a little olive oil, cooking oil of some sort, chop up 4 or 5 cloves of garlic and salt, and brown that meat. And then it's time to add the ingredients. Now, these can vary big time. Cumin is an absolute must if you're going to make any kind of, Mexican dish or even Tex-Mex, if you will. But I use, I'd say a couple of teaspoons of cumin. And Hatch chili peppers are in season right now. I took I had 5 of the big Hatch chili peppers chopped up. Put them in there, an onion. Of course, I had the garlic, the cumin, the salt, and kind of sauteed all that together. And then I put a big can of chopped tomatoes in there. Now, if you have fresh tomatoes on the vine, that's even better. And I went ahead and made sort of a soup out of mine. I planned to eat it out of a bowl instead of cooking it down and reduce the moisture and then eat it on flour tortillas. So mine was a soup, you know, and I diced up a couple of carrots real small and some celery and put that in there, put a lid on it, added some water, of course, put a lid on that old cast iron pot and let it go for about, I think probably after that meat was browned, it maybe cooked close to an hour, just simmering real slow. I tell you what, folks, that is some of the best if you like a good spicy soup. And you can also add pozole to it, Mexican hominy. If you like hominy, you can put a small can of hominy in there with it. And then that really does make it a soup. That kind of takes the... if you put hominy in, you probably don't want to reduce all the moisture and eat it on flour tortillas. But I actually started off, my plan was to make it into a thick consistency and put it on, make like burritos out of it. But the more I cooked, I thought, sure would be good to have some good soup. So that's exactly what we did. Folks, I have really enjoyed visiting with you. Gives our musicians a break, and we're going to get back to Western Swing here in just a bit. I know those guys have got their instruments all tuned up and ready to go. Join me right here next week, though. We're going to have some more fun. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.